Today's daf is Kufayin Dalid. We are on Kufayin Gimel of the base, about third away the line from the bottom by the two dots. Today's shiur is sponsored by Vicky and Ivan Silverman in honor of the bar mitzvah of their son Sammy. We wish them a mazel tov, and they should continue to see nachas from Sammy and the rest of their family. So, the Mishnah had mentioned, we're talking about the dinam of an arev, a guarantor, or a co-signer. So, the Mishnah had said, Im amar al menashe etar mi erze, if the lender says that I'm lending, making this loan on condition that I can collect from whomever I so desire, meaning the borrower or the arev. So the Mishnah then said the yipar min arev. At that point, he can then collect from the arev. Doesn't have to go through the lova first. But Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel said im yesh nechasim lova bein kachu bein kach lo yipar min arev. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. Only if the lova doesn't have nechasim can he go to the arev. But if the lova has nechasim, he still cannot go after the guarantor first. The guarantee only takes effect if there is no nechasim by the borrower. Amar Rabbi Bar Rachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Shanu, the din of our Mishnah, that's that if you said, Amanasha Eparen Mimisha Erza, that you can go directly to the Arev, he only said that, Elosh Ein Nechasim Alova. That's only if the Lova doesn't have any nechasim. Aval Yesh Nechasim Alova, but if the Lova does have nechasim, Lo Yipar Ben Arev, then you can't go to the Arev. So this seems to be Rav Shimon Gamliel sheet in the Mishnah. So what's going on here? So the Gemara asks that. Vahami Diktani Seifa. By the fact that the Seifa mentions that Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Im Yesh Nechasim Alova Lo Yipar Ben Arev, that's only Rav Shimon Gamliel says that only if the Lova does not have nechasim can you then go to the Arev. Michlal, that implies that Tanakama, who's Cholik on Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar, Loshna Hachi, doesn't make a difference whether or not the Lova has nechasim or not. If you say, Amanash Eparad Mimirshe Erza, it should be that you can go directly to the Arev. So what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? So, Chol is a kasha though. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if the din is that you can never go, you can't, even if you say, Amanash Eparad Mimirshe Erza, you can't go to the Arev first. So then what's the benefit of saying, Amanash Eparad Mimirshe Erza? Even if I don't say that, I can't go to the Arev first. And if I do say it, still can't go to the Arev first. So the Yad Ramah asked that question. The Yad Ramah says, no, that an Arev Ragil, without saying, Amanash Eparen, Mimirshe Erze, you can't, you have to actually do a search. You have to do a lien search, an asset search, to see what the Lova has or doesn't have. If you say, Amanash Eparen, Mimirshe Erze, so long as the Lova claims it, you don't have to do an asset search. Nevertheless, we seem to have a stira between our Baraisa and our Mishnah and the way Rav Yochanan explains it. So the Gemara says, no problem. Chasiri mechzer v'hachitani. The Gemara, the text of the Mishnah is missing some things. There's a lacuna in the text. V'hachitani, and this is what you say. How do you read the Mishnah? So the Mishnah reads as follows. Hamalva eschaveir al-gadei arev. If someone lends to his friend, and there is a guarantor, lo yiparim in arev. You cannot collect from the arev, which we meant you can't go to the arev first. The im amar, but if he says amanash eparav mimisha irtza yiparim in arev. If he says amanash, then you can collect from the arev. That's how our Mishnah has it. Here comes the extra part. Vamed var mamurin, the Mishnah is meant to say, when do we say that if you said mimisha irtza, I can get from the arev? That's b'she'ein nechasim l'lova. That's only if the l'lova doesn't have nechasim. Aval yesh nechasim l'lova, but if the l'lova does have nechasim, then lo yiparim in arev. You can't go to the arev first. But where's the machlokas then? So the machlokas is by the next case, by the case of a kablon. Three levels of Arevus, basically. And Tosos, this long Tosos, is, we'll try to go through it, is just lists everything. There are three levels of Arevus. There's the Arev, it's four actually. Arev, Amanash Eparem Mishi Yirtze, Kavlon, and the highest one is Nosev Enotin Biyad, which is basically, give it to me, I'll give it to him. But, so here we're talking about a case of a Kavlon, where he accepted upon himself more explicitly to be the, to guarantee the payment. So the kablon apo pishi yish nechasim alova, by a kablon is where the Tanakhama says even if the lova has nechasim, you can go yiparim in the kablon. You can go directly to the kablon. And there, Rav Shimon Gamliel argues, Rav Shimon Gamliel omer im yish nechasim alova echad ze lo yiparim mehen. Even by a kablon, you cannot go to the lova to the kablon first unless the lova does not have nechasim. So according to this girsa, there's no machlokus between Tanakhama Rav Shimon Gamliel by a regular arev. Right? Rather, the divrei kol, you can't collect from the arev when there's nechasim by the lova. The machlokas is only by an arev kablon. Going to Tanakhama, you can go, for an arev kablon, the malva can go directly to the arev kablon, even if the lova has nechasim. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, still, you may not go to the arev kablon if the lova has nechasim. Let's look through this Tosos. The Tosos explains the whole thing, but then, where I want to go. If you look at the Tosos, it's I don't know, about 20 lines down in the short lines. It says in the last towards the line of Chamesh Midos. I don't know if you find it. It says Chamesh Midos. It says Chamesh Midos ba'arevos. There are five levels of arevos. You got it? So we have it? Okay. The Chamesh Midos ba'arevos. Number one, Hamalve al yedei arev v'lo isne mimishe irtze epera. He doesn't say that. So then Toveya halo v'tchila be'bezdin. He has to go first to the Bezdin. No matter what, first he has to make a formal claim in Beis Din. If he can't get the lova to come, then only then he can go to the Arev. That's level number one. Level number two, Beis. Im hisne mimisha erze epara. He says mimisha erze. The ein lo nechasim lova. If the lova does not have nechasim, which means the hainu karkaros, then nifrim in Arev tchila. Then he can go to the Arev first. Perish im yirtze ladonim ma'arev tchila, im yirtze yitba min alo betchila, kedarminan im amr misha irtze, epera yipar min alo. Shema minad, the beratzen hamal betali milse. It's up to him. But, in same case, he says, misha irtze, im yesh lo nechasim alo bet, the loba does have nechasim, afilu isni nipra min alo betchila. Then he has to go, no matter what, he has to go to the loba first. Number four, the kablon. What's a kablon? We'll see that soon. Dahainu tein lo vani no tein lecha. This is the lashon of Nesina. So give him and I'll give you. So it's take on himself more of an obligation. In that case, bein sheyesh lo nechasim lelove, bein ein lo nifar deparimin arv tchila. You can go straight to the arv first if you want, not like Rosh Gamliel, but like the Tana Kama. And hey, what's the fifth one? Is nosim and notain biyad. If it's a nosim biyotam biyad, we'll see that also soon. You parimin arv, you go straight to the arv. You don't even have to go to the lelove. Below min lelove, she ein lo malva lelove klum. The case is basically, you give it to me and I'll give it to him. So in that case, I don't have a relationship with the lova, so I can go straight. I go straight to the arev to collect the money. V'im lo matza shum davar li para. I guess if you didn't find anything in the minha arev, then chozer al lova. Then you can go to the lova from the Rav Nachman from the shivur the Rav Nachman. If A owes B, right? If he owes him and he owes me and the other guy owes him, I can go straight to him. So only if he did the shivu to Rav Nasan, I don't really have any connection to the Loba because I never gave the money to the Loba. So those are the five levels of Arevus that Tosos lays them out. Of course, there are machlokos amongst Rishonim, but we're just going to try to do according to the Hezra of Tosos and Rashbam on the sugya. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring down Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Shoshana Rabban Shimon Gamliel Mishnah Seinu. Every time the Mishnah brings down the words of Shimon ben Gamliel, together, Rashbam says, with the words of other Tanaim, the halacha is typically like him. The halacha is kamoso, right? Chutz, except for three cases where the halacha is not like him, one of them being our case. Number one is Arev, our case of Arev. Number two is the case of Sidon. And number three is the case of Raya Achrona. So what's the case of Sidon and Raya Achrona? The case of Sidon and Raya Achrona is a machlokas in Masechas Gittin, Nafayin Dalid, that the person divorces his wife, and he makes it tonight, that the divorce will only become chal, that she gives him a certain beged, and the beged is then lost, right? So can she give the value of the beged instead, to make the divorce chal? So Shimon Gamliel says yes. He says yes. No, he says no. He says you can't. One second. No, the Tanakam says you can't, Rosh Shimon Gamliel says you can, we don't pass like Rosh Shimon Gamliel. You can't give the value, the Tanai is not Niskayim. Another case is Raya Chrono, which is a case in Sanhedrin, in Daf Lamed Aleph, which I guess we'll get to in about 33 days, that a person comes to Beis Din, and after he claims that he has no Edim, and then after Psak, he says he has Edim. Can he bring those Edim? So it's Machlok, whether or not he's allowed to bring those Edim. According to Rosh Shimon Gamliel, you can be Mekabel them. The Paskin that we can't. So those are the three exceptions. Of course, the Rishonim bring down, there are other exceptions as well in Shas, so it depends on how it's brought down in the Mishnah, but these three cases, we don't pass like Rosh Shimon Gamliel, and we saw that in Tosos, that we don't pass like Rosh Shimon Gamliel. Okay. Amar Rav Huna. Now, the different Lashonos for Arevus and Kablonos. So we're going to give the Lashonos of Arevus, and we'll give the Lashonos of Kablonos, and then we'll see what happens if you mix the two. So Amar Rav Huna, an Arev who tells the Malveh, Halveyu, lend to my friend, Vani Arev, and I'll guarantee it. Or he says, Halveyu Vani Poreya, lend him and I'll pay you back. Halveyu v'ani chayiv, lend to him, and I'll be obligated. Halveyu v'ani go to Gerson the Gilion, Halveyu Va'ani Etain, and I'll give you the money. So all these Lushonos, Kulon Lushon Arevas Hain. These are regular Lushonos, because he used the word Halva'a, meaning, so Halva'a does what? Halva'a means the Iker Chiyuv is on the borrower. It's a loan. So the Iker Chiyuv is on the borrower to pay it back. And the Arevas is just a way to convince the Malveh to lend money to the Loveh. And in this case, you have to go to the Loveh first, right? But if he says Tain lo vani kavlon, give to him, and I accept upon myself responsibility, or Tain lo vani porei, or Tain lo vani chayav, Tain lo vani etain, kulon shon kablonosun. These are lashonos of kablonos, a higher level of obligation, because he doesn't use the word halva, he uses the word nesina, right? The word nesina, and it's as if the malva is, shon explained, as if the malva is becoming the shliach of the questioner of the request, and therefore he's. What?
He puts himself in the guy's position.
Correct.
What you think a higher level obligation? What's the difference?
If we go straight to him.
He's
doing a little bit first. Mm-hmm. As we said, the third level, the fourth level is the kavlan. You can go straight to the other kavlan. Even below his assets. So you buy Lou. Let's say he mixes up the language. Let's say he says halveyu vani kavlan. He says lend him and I'll be a kavlan. Right? He mixes them up. Or he says tain lo vani arev. My, what's the din? So Amar Rav Yitzchak, Lashon Arvus Arvus Lashon Kablonas Kablonas. If he says alone, it's alone. If he says Nesina, he's a Kablon. Doesn't matter the second part; it's the first part. So Halveil Vani Kablon, that is would be a Halva, and Tein Lo Vani Arev would still be a Kablonas. Rav Chizda says, Rav Chizda Amar Kulon Lashon Kablonas. Everything that we mentioned is a Lashon of Kablonas, except Bar Me Halveil Vani Arev. Only if he says lend him and I'm an Arev. That's the only Lashon that we just mentioned that is the Lashon of Halva. Rabba Amar, and I believe we pass like Rabba Amar, Kulon Lashon Arvusin. That's all Lashonos of Arevus. Except, Bar me Tein Lo Vani Nosein. Except if he says Tein Lo Vani Nosein, that's the only time he accepts upon himself, there's the plow. That's upon the time he accepts upon himself to be a Kavlan. Okay? Amar Le Mar Bar Name Lord Ashi. Marbar Amemar says to Rav Ashi, Hacha Amr Abba, this is what Amemar said, that if the Arev who tells the Malva the following Lashon, Tein lo va'ani nosein, give to him and I'll pay him, Ein lo malva al lova klum. In that case, Tein lo va'ani nosein, the Malva can't go to the Lova at all. I mean, this would be sort of what the fifth level that we mentioned, which was, which we didn't see yet, but we'll see later, was no seven no tain biyad. That's what he claims. If you say tain lo vani no sein, it's as if you gave it directly to the arev, and therefore you have nothing on the love. The lohi, he says, no, but that's not the din. The lo mif the love meaning the malva acha yisov ve yitain biyad. The halacha is that you can always collect from the love first, unless they have the case of she yisov ve yitain biyad, which is what? Where the arev himself takes the money from the hands of the malva, and then he gives them to the love. In this case, the arev is considered like the love, and he's chayat to the malva first, and the love is not chayat anything to the malva, except if the arev has no money, then you can go get it, me shivudo de Rabbi Nassim. This is the Lashonos that we're talking about. What either he said it, or maybe it's a milva balpeh. It doesn't have to be a star. You can make a loan balpeh. It doesn't have to be a star. The difference only between the milva balpeh and the star is in the chrayas. But we're not talking about a chrayas. We're talking about the level of obligation of the guarantor. Okay. Hahu dayona. We have a maaser of a dayan. The achte lemalva lenichse de lova mikame de tabayi de lova. What happened was is that the this Dayan took money right, he didn't even go to the Lova. The Malva made a claim, he went directly to the Lova's assets, grabbed the Lova's assets, and didn't even ask the Lova to make a payment. Right? So the Achte Lemalva Lenichse Lova, he put the Malva in the Nechasim of the Lova, Mikame de Litboy the Lova, before that they were Toveya the Lova themselves to pay off the Chov. So what happened, based on this, so Salke Rav Chanan Brei de Rav Yeva. So, the question was Salke means, but Rav Chanan Brei, the Rav Yeva was misalik. Either he was misalik to Nechasim, or most people say he was misalik to Dayan from being a Dayan. Kicked him off the court. Some other judges would probably do that too. But he kicked him off the court. So the Chiddush Arim goes, so he made a mistake, kick him off the court? Plenty of cases, you see a lot of times, all over Shas, where Tanoim and Moraim say, oh, they made a mistake. So they go into the whole thing, also talking about Sanhedrin, where he was Toya with the Svara, That's, or he's toy with it, he didn't know the halacha. So maybe he just didn't know the halacha, that's a problem. Told the svara, maybe it's not so bad. So the Chiddush HaRim goes into it. He says, how did he just kick him off? Fine. So Amar Rabba, Rabba was very happy that Rav Chanan kicked him off. Man chachim del mavi lachi hai milsa. Who else is so smart to do something like this? Meaning to misalik the dayan from this. Ilav Rav Chanan b'rei Rav Yeva. Except for Rav Chanan, he was the one who did it. He applauded it. Kasavar, because he said, because what's the svar why this dayan is wrong? Nachsei debar inish, the nechasim, the shibu that you have in the nechasim, inun ma'arvin yasrei. It's like an arev towards for the piron of the chov. It's an arev for the loan. Utnan and what's the halacha? You don't go to the arev first. First, you have to go to the borrower. Utnan hamal beschaver al yidei arev lo yipar min arev. So sort of they're equating the shibud and the chasim to an arevus. Utnan hamal beschaver al yidei arev lo yipar min arev v'kaim alon lo yitba arev tchila. You can't go first to the arev. The first thing you have to do is go to the lova. So to here, you should have gone to the lova first. If the lova says he can't pay, then you go and collect from the nechassim yishubadim. You can't collect from the nechassim first. You have to go. They're only an arif. They're not talking about din menshelchai. They're talking about halacha. Al pi halacha. Can you collect from the arif first? Depends on what. Depends on what the halacha, on what was established at the time of the loan. If it's a kavlon, you can go directly to the kavlon. In the case of where there's a shibud on the nechassim, listen, I don't want to deal with the guy. You see plenty of times in case. I want to foreclose on the collateral. I'd rather have the house.
Better example. It's a much better example. You're dealing with the kid. You know the parents. The parents got a lot of money. And the parents say, he doesn't pay, come over to me. I'll take care. Happens all the time.
So I'm talking about going to the loan itself. The guy you dealt with.
But that's I don't understand the shaila. It's just because it's not a mentioned like him doesn't mean it's going to work up here. Halacha.
Yes, by the wording of what they're saying, you got an idea of what you're doing already. If the guarantor is already telling you, hey, I'll take care of it, you know what that means.
The din is you have to go to the lova first. Right. You cannot go to the nechassim until you go to the lova first, because the nechassim are considered an arev, not considered a kaplan.
Does anybody know that salki means to remove the malga from the property?
Yes.
Of the
yes. Yeah.
That's not
fun. All right. They do. Because
it flows out with Rava's answer, right?
Well, it goes both ways. It goes both ways. Okay. But I learned it this way because it's more fun. And I think that's what the Rashbam says also. Right. Hahu arvei diyasmei. Now this, there's a lot of ways to learn the Gemara. We're going to learn the way I understood it. I may be mixing up Rishonim in here. I'm not sure, but hahu arvei diyasmei. There was a person who had money, who owed a loan. He died, and now the arev pays back the loan on behalf of the Yisomim. Apparently, the Yisomim are ketanim here. There are those who say that he wasn't already. Who already asked me? The pile of malbim come to the deed being asked me. He pays off the malbim before he tells the Yisomim that he's going to pay it. And now the Ariv goes to the Yisomim that they should pay him back. Okay, so Amar Rav Papa says, Prius Balchov, the payment of the Balchov is what? Is the mitzvah. Is only a mitzvah. The Yaspe labne ma'abid mitzvah in you. And the Yisomim, I guess, are ketanim, and they don't have to. They don't have to do any mitzvahs. So I'm not sure. I think it's a machlokas here. What is really the mitzvah, right? So the Rashbam seems to say that the priyas balchov mitzvah means what? Ha'arev ata nasa balchov. The arev becomes a balchov to the yisomim, right? Umilva al pehu, and it's a milva al peh now because there was no star. Umitzvah leporo, and it's only a mitzvah to pay him back. Is that really true? It's only a mitzvah to pay back a milva al peh. I don't know. But if the im yisomim pechusim in your gimel, the lab bnei mi'abed mitzvah ninu. I don't understand what that means. That they're below the level of bar mitzvah. And but kikadli, when they get older, lishtoy dina b'haydi kilam rechasas abatim gabi uvi l'rav yarshashram. When they get older, then you can be tovei at them. So according to Rashbam, the mitzvah is the yisomim paying back the arev, and for some reason that's only considered a mitzvah. I don't know. There are other Rishonim that say that that I think it's the Ramban, he says the mitzvah is to pay back the chov. The mitzvah is to pay back the chov to the malva. And the yorshim were not mechuyav in being mekayim that mitzvah. And that mitzvah is a mutra on the arev. So we say that since the arev jumped ahead and did the mitzvah, so he did it in order to do the mitzvah, and therefore he can't collect the money. Unless he said beforehand, you should know that I'm only paying him in order that you pay me back. I don't understand. I'm missing something. It maybe says in the art scroll, it's only a mitzvah to pay back a loan?
Well,
it's a chiyuv. You have a contractual obligation.
According to the next point, I mean, I may be getting this wrong, but according to the next thing, it's only while they're minors.
No, it's only because they're minors, they don't have to keep the mitzvah.
Exactly. But
what's the mitzvah? Why are you only saying, like, it's a mitzvah like lulav? They're contractually obligated to do it. Okay, whatever. I don't understand that. Okay, so he says that they're not b'nei ma'b'ninu. So if you go according to the sheet of the Rashbam, he can't collect from them now. But according to the Rashbam says, when they become gedolim, I guess then he can go and collect them. Okay, Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua is cholik on Rav Papa. Not he's cholik on the din. He's cholik on the svara. Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua amar emar tzrori atpasei. The reason why the Yisomim are putter is because we should be choshesh. That maybe the Lova told the Malva that, you know, there's I have a corner of my house where I kept the money, right? It's over there. So, meaning if I die, the Arev won't have to pay, you can go collect from that sack of money. And since the Yisomim are now little, they don't know if that's the case or not, and therefore the Arev can't be, according to Rashbam, the Arev can't be toveya them until they're older to determine whether or not there was a sack of money in the corner. I guess if there was a sack of money in the corner, the Arev shouldn't have paid. And they don't owe him anything. Maybe if there was none, then the Arev did have to pay, and they'll use that money to pay him back. Alright. So, my benayu. So what's the chilik between the two reasons given by Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua? Benkach u'benkach, according to Rashbam, the Yisomim don't have to pay now. I guess they wait till they're older. According to the Ramban, I guess they never have to pay. They're kind of putter. So, ike benayu kishichayav moda. The chilik between the two of them is when the Lova, before he dies, is moda that he still owes the Malva the money, and he did not put any money aside to pay the Malva. So according to Rav Huna, so since there's no chash that there was any money set aside, then he can collect from the Yisomim. But according to Rav Papa, who says it's only because they're not chayav to be mekayim the mitzvah, then they're still paturim. Inami, the shamtuhu. They put him in nidui before he died. Umeis b'shamte, and he died while still being in nidui. So therefore, it's clearly he didn't pay the Malva back. So according to that mandamer, he never told the Malva anything. So because he was in nidui. Because people listened to when people were in chayim, they didn't give them shlishi in shul when they were put in nidui, or there was something on the husband. But according to the other man, there was only a mitzvah. Then they still no mitzvah. They still no mitzvah to pay him back. So they wouldn't have to pay him back. If you're trying to bring down, it could be a third naftimina. Going back to what we learned 169 days ago on daf hey, that there's a chazaka that ain adam poreya chova b'talksmano. So what happens if he dies during the time of the loan? If he dies during the time of the loan, so according to the man of Amar, that he may have spoken to the Malva, given the money, he put in the book. Of course he didn't do it. No one does that. But according to the man of the mitzvah, he still wouldn't have to pay him back. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Gemara brings the machlo, whose svara is correct? So shalchul mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael, shamtuhu umeish b'shamte hilchasak rav hunan b'reid rav shua. If they put him in nidoi, and he dies in a nidoi, the halacha is like Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua, meaning that the Yisharshim are then chayev to pay. And we don't say it's only a mitzvah b'vad. The reason behind this is because we're choshish that maybe he paid back the malva in some fashion. So Nesve, they asked on Rav on now they're asking on Rav Papa. We just passing against Rav Papa. Now they're asking on Shaila on Rav Papa. Orev shahayishtarchov yotzi mitachas yodel. You have an orev, right? And he has there's a star chov that says A owes B. C is the arev. C comes out with the star. Mashma, that what happened? That the arev paid, and the malva gave the star to the arev. It's paid off, right? So star chov yotzi mitachas yado. Ain a gove. You can't be gove from the Yisomim in this case. You can't be gove, because with choshish, maybe the malva just dropped it. Who says that he actually paid it back? We just said the other day that we're not choshish for nefila, but, or that we want to choshish in the field of the yachid. Maybe, I don't know. So, eino gove, v'im kasuv bo, but if in the star is written, hiskabalti mimcha, I got from you, the name of the arev, gove, then you can collect from the Yisomim. So, That's a kasha. Bishlama l'rabhuna b'reid Rav Yeshua mishkachas l'kishchaya moda. So we know, we already know that there are places where the Yisomim would have to pay back, right? Kishchaya moda. When the guy is moda, he didn't pay back. But when he was if he's moda, then you can collect from the Yisomim. So here's another case where you can collect from the Yisomim. El Rav Papa, who said they don't have to pay back because of the mitzvah issue, so kasha. So it's a kasha here. Why would they have to pay back? There's still no mitzvah on them to pay back. So Shani Hassan, they answer no, because it says Lahaki Tarif Akasav Lehis Kabalti. I don't understand so much. The whole reason why the Malva wrote his Kabalti in the Shtar, that's the only reason why the Arif paid back. And therefore what? I'm not sure I understand what that means. It's the Rashbam in Lahaki. He says Lahaki Kasav Lehis Kabalti. To have the ori mutzak b'shtar sheyish lo aleim the lo chashiva milva al peh. He's saying by the orev requesting the hiskabalti in the shtar, it's no longer a milva al peh, which we said was only a mitzvah to pay back. It's now a milva b'shtar, right? Ube milva b'shtar moder apapa de gavina mi yisomim. And by milva b'shtar, then they'll agree that you collect from the yisomim. It's more than a mitzvah. You have to collect from the yisomim. To lo armin hacha mitzvah el achov umutas leim the problem al karacham. Here we say it's a chov, not just a mitzvah. So by putting, I don't know what the lumus behind that is, by being toreach, to have the malva write the words, his kabalti, and the shtar is given to the arev, it turns it into a milvah b'shtar, and now it's more than a mitzvah, it's a chov, and therefore the Yisomim would have to pay. So there's no kashan or a papa from here. I'm not sure I understand what's going on there. Okay. Hahu arba de ovi chachavim. Okay, you have a person who became an arev to his friend who borrowed money from an akum, and the lova now dies before he pays off the chov. Right? Ahu aver the ove kochavim, the pare la ove kochavim, mikame the lisbe inu liyasme. He pays off the ove kochavim before he went to the yisomim to pay back the chov. So amale rav Mordechai le rav Ashi. We have interesting names of today about people's names. Amale rav Mordechai le rav Ashi. How often do we have a rav Mordechai? Right. So he's the only one. Right? Yeah, he's with Rav Ashi. So he's at the end, right? He's at the end. So Amar le Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi, Hachar Amar Avimi mi Hagronia, Avimi from the east city of Gronia, Mishmei de Rava, who said from Rava, excuse me, Afilu Lamanda Amar, even according to Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, who says, Chayshin Litzorei, that you can't collect, you still don't have to pay back, because we're choshed that maybe the lova was matpis to the malva some tsroros kesef to pay the money, and therefore the arif should not have paid off the chov, and if he does pay off the chov, the yisomim don't have to pay. When do we say that? Hani mili yisrael. That's only if the malva is a yisrael, and the lova knows that if he puts aside money, he's not going to go to the arif, I guess, and he does this in order to save the money, save the arif. Aval ovi kochavim. But if the lender is an akum, kevan de basa arba azil, he'll go to the arif no matter what. Then lo chayshin litzrori. Then you not be choshes for litzrori, and therefore the arev would be chayav to pay, and therefore he can collect from the yisomim because there's no chash of litzrori in that there was a paid off in this case because he knows that the guy's going to go to the arev anyway. So why pay off the guy if the guy's going to go to the arev anyway? So Amr Lei, sort of Ashi, the response to Rav Mordechai, Adarabba, no, Tarkert, Afilu Lamanda Amar, even according to Rav Papa, who says lo chayshin litzrori? He's not choshish litzrori. His whole deal is the mitzvah aspect, right? Hani mili. When are we not choshish litzrori? That's by Yisrael. We're not choshish for litzrori. Aval ove kochavim kevan did daininhu basar arba azlini. But by the goyim that in their dinim they can go to the arev even before you go to the borrower, which most guarantees, and I think nowadays here that's not the case. The guarantee is only after the fourth. So. But in those times, by the Akum, I'm not comparing Akum, I'm not taking a stand on that. Akum today, I'm not taking a stand on that. So, Aval Ovi Chachavim, Kevon, did Daininu Basar Arve Azli, I love the Apisar Meikara, had he not been Matpis Tzorari to begin with, the Lohav in the Kabule, the Arev would have never taken upon the obligation. The Arev is making a calculated risk. I guess what's going on here. The Arev is basically signing on in order to get his friend to get the loan. But he would never do that unless he knew that the guy had sufficient assets to cover for it. Because the guy is going to come, the akum is going to come straight to him. There must have been a tsrari. If there must have been a tsrari, the arev should not have paid should not have paid back, and therefore he cannot collect from the Yisomim. Okay. Next. Mishnah said, if someone is a guarantor for a woman's ksuba, and then the husband divorces her, he has to make a neder that he cannot get hana for her from forever, because maybe Shema Yasek Nunya, maybe they'll make some sort of a scheme, al nechashim shal zeva yachus ishta. He'll divorce her, claim he can't make the payment, the guarantor will make the ksuba payment, and then he'll remarry her, and they get the money. Quick buck. So he has to make this. He has to make this neder that he can't get hana from this woman anymore. Therefore, we can't take her back. So here's the name that appears very infrequently in Shas. I think it may be the only time in Shas. Right here, Moshe ben Atzri. Moshe, this guy, his Amor name Moshe. Funny, it turns out Moshe is Rav Huna's father. No one else is named Moshe. So it's not like it was a name associated with anything. His son was a big Talmud Chacham. No. Moshe bar Atzri. Arba de ksuvasa de kasehade. He was the Arab on his daughter-in-law's ksuva, and Rav Huna, the husband and his son, was the tzurimer bar Hava. He was a Talmud Chacham. Or the chikalei milsa. He had a tough time making a parnasa. Whatever the reason was, he had a tough time making a parnasa. So his father guaranteed his ksuva payments. So he had a tough time. So Abaye says to him, Amar Abaye, leka de nezil de naspe etzel Rav Huna. Is there no one who has to go to Rav Huna and give him a good etzah what to do? Did Nigrash al Bisayu let him divorce his wife? Betiza will take ksuba me'avu, and he'll collect a ksuba from his father. V'had in the hadra, and then he'll get his wife back, and he'll get the money. Oh, that's he's scamming the father. He's scamming the father. First, if he's so poor and the father has enough money, is the father not giving him anything? I mean, that's my question. It's a right that you shouldn't name your kids Moshe. That's a right that you can scam the father. You shouldn't support your kids. You can only guarantee their loans on their mortgage, but you don't have to pay. So he didn't pay it back. So Amar Le Rava. So Rava says, "What are you talking about? You can't do that." The Mishnah says, "Vaha yadirena hanatanan." In order to do this, you have to make a neder. You're not going to get a neder from her, so you can't take her back. It won't work. So I'm like, "Brian, no, what are you talking about? Ought to call Adam the Megarish, Bibdina Megarish? Everyone is divorced, gets divorced in the Beis Din." No, the Jew says, "Yeah, we all get divorced in the Beis Din. Use the Beis Din to get you have a Beis Din. There's no differences between Mumchen and Hadyotos.
Yeah, you can just use. You still have to remarry her as long as he's not claiming. What's the big deal?
Because you take me that you over your neder.
But you're allowed halachically. You're allowed to remarry your.
Not if I have a neder against me that says I'm not allowed to get hanar from her.
So where does this neder come from?
That's what the Mishnah says. In order to avoid this scam, you make the neder. The Mishnah said, "Yadirena hana shema yasu kenunya al nechasim shel of the Arev."
It's fine. I think that somebody
wants
to say
Bezin and Matos. Who's going to be Matos and Neder? What's you have to have a Pesach for it?
Oh,
okay. You can't get out of the Neder. So you can't get out of the Neder because Al-Das Rabban. Good. So he says. So Rabbi says, "Well, maybe they went to Hadyotos. So they didn't go to the Basin. They didn't make the Neder. Who says that they were smart enough to make the Neder?" I said, "We do it. We go to the Basin for getting that right. They usually Chachamim. Okay, whatever." So they said, "Fine." Well, soap Igla Milsa. In the end, it turns out that means either Igla Milsa, the soap Igla Milsa, the Kohen who, but they didn't know he was a Kohen. I mean, Igla Milsa. Then Rabbi says, "Oh, Hainad Amri." They said, "I'm in this." People say, "Basar Anya Azlan Yusa." Aeneas follows the money. When you're much poor, always poor. You're not going to get out of it. Igla Milsa? They were his buddies. They didn't know it was a Kohen. He didn't get Kohen when they landed? I don't understand what that Igla Milsa means. Oh, but if he didn't know beforehand, and then they did the DNA testing. Okay.
Yeah, he has, Smicha, but he doesn't know he's a Kohen.
Right. I'm saying, who was Igla Milsa? Was Igla Milsa to Rav Huna? Or Zeglin, maybe the father said, "Yeah, yeah."
They reminded themselves. He's a Kohen. They didn't necessarily have to be living in the same exact time.
No, I think the father said it. By the way, you should know you're a Kohen. You can't scam me.
Were they living in the same time? Or they could have just.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. So, not the question that everyone's asking. Umi Amar Abaye Hachi. How can Abaye say this? How can Abaye tell him to trick the father? Right, but Amar Abaye, but then Abaye say, "Ezehu Rasha Arum Zehamaisi Eitzel Nimkor Benachasim Rav Shimon Gamliel." Remember, we had the case where a guy says, "I'm giving to you, and after you, it doesn't go to your Yorshim; it goes to him." So what the guy if he doesn't want to listen, he can go sell it to somebody else, and it's a good sale, and he violates my wishes. and he gets money off of it. So, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, who's a Rasha Arum? It's someone who gives advice to the first guy to go sell to somebody else. Meaning, Abai is the guy who says, you got to be careful. You can't get bad. You can't try to trick somebody. And here he's letting him trick the father? So, Gemara answers, everyone said, Benoshani, no, a son is different. And, or, I'm not sure if you need both reasons, Bitsorber Midrabban Shani. And also, a Tzorber Midrabbanon, who's very dachuk for money, is different also. Yes, yeah, so I don't like that. That answer is very, 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 very tough to swallow. That means what? You can do trickery in order. What? Yeah, I don't know if that's. Rabbeinu Gershom says that since it's Parnassus Dechuka, you can give him this Eitzah. Rabbeinu Gershom saying that since it works al pi halacha, you can give him the Eitzah. I don't think escaping taxes works al pi halacha. It's dina d'machus adina. But maybe here is I don't know. Very, very, very slippery slope on that answer. I stop. But then you don't need the second answer. What does Sorbet want to add from Bino? Do you need both? Maybe you need both. Maybe you need both, but if you need one or the other, then I don't understand the second one bothers me.
So you're
what?
Yes, you don't know people like that? That the parents are loaded and the kids are literally dirt poor?
So the Gemara says, let's just finish every 5 minutes. Vaha Arevu. So the Gemara says, how does this work? Even if you say it works on pi halacha, but he's an Arev. The Kaimalon Arev de Ksuba la Mishtabed. And we have a halacha that we're going to see soon that an Arev for Ksuba is not Mishtabed. It doesn't really work on pi halacha to be an Arev for Ksuba. It's just being Mishadech people. You're helping people get Shiduchim, but on pi halacha you can't collect. Right? So he says, no, because Kablan have it. He was a Kablan. Okay, so honey, kalamanda amar kablan the kasuba. That's what fine and dandy. Coin that man damru says that a kablan and the kasuba alpa gav the less than the chas and the baal mustabi shapir. That a kablan will really accept upon himself the obligation even if the husband has no nechasim. But el lamanda amar e isle mustabi let e lesle lo mustabi. But according to my damru says that the kablan accepts upon himself the obligations if the husband has some nechasim. But if he doesn't have nechasim, he's not mustabi. Michael Amamer, so we can do in this case. Or who was dirt poor? He had no nechasim. So Mar says, no, Ibais Ema de Mahabe Habile, the Ishtaduf. Maybe that's why the father was upset, because he gave them a bunch of buildings to manage, and he mismanaged them, and now he has nothing. So originally he had, and now he doesn't have. Oh, right, the Ibais Ema, Abba Lagabe Brei, Shabud Mishabi Nafshi. Or a nicer way to say is a son, a father to the son, is always going to be Mishabi himself. The father, he's going to be Mishabi himself, but he won't help him out. But he won't give him dime. You know, you see that, I'll help you out, but you have to help yourself. So, he'll be Mishabi himself. So how do we know where's the halacha that an Arif or a Ksuba doesn't work? The Itmar, we have the following, it said, Arif the Ksuba, an Arif or a Ksuba, Divrei HaKol lo Mishabi. You're not Mishabi if you're an Arif or a Ksuba. Kablon de Baal Chov, if you're a Kablon on a Baal Chov, Divrei HaKol Mishabi. Everyone agrees that you obligate yourself. But what about a Kablon de Ksuba, the Arif de Baal Chov, Pligi. There's a machlokas. I don't know, Ari Bachlop is a machlokas. Didn't we just say it works? So, Mar Saba, I iskle nichse lulove mishtabed, I lesle lo mishtabed. One mandarim says the only time you obligate yourself completely is if there are nechasim by the love, I guess, and by the husband. Umar Savar, bain isle, bain lesle, mishtabed. No matter what, you are mishtab yourself. Machlokas here, seems to me there's a machlokas here by an Arev, whether someone is makal upon himself to be an Arev only if there are. If there's property, it makes sense. Maybe Arev is just a guarantee. I'm not looking to put myself in the shoes of the lover. Right, I'm not going to do it. He should do his diligence to check out. Bihilchasa, and what's the halacha? Arev, no, the halacha is not like that. But Arev being isle ben lesle mishtabed. An Arev, whether or not the lover has nechasim, he's mishtabed himself. Bar, except the Arev d'ksuba, except for an Arev d'ksuba, the alpha gav the isle labal, even if the husband does have karkos. Right, nechasim here means karkos. Even if he does have nechasim, lo mishtabed. He's not mishtabed himself if he's an arif for ksuba. A kavim for ksuba, yes. An arif for ksuba, no. Why not? Mitzvah hu de'aved, v'lo midi chasra. The only reason why he's signing this arevus is he wants to be mishadik. He wants the shidduch to go through. Yeah, I'll sign it. Therefore, you make sure that the woman's okay. He wants to do the mitzvah and lav midi chasra. And the woman doesn't lose anything. What is Rashbam saying? Lav midi chasra. It's the second to last Rashbam on the page. Mitzvah Huda Avid Hamishadach Bezivugan the Ein Daito Lifroa Ha'arevus Aval Miskavin Lizavgan. He just wants the shidduch to go through. Sha'ayidei Arevus Zen Misratin. If it's on the Arevus, then they'll agree to get married. Below Midich Hashul Ishan. The woman doesn't lose anything by this. She doesn't have anyone to pay off the why? The Hatav Lemeit of Tandu L'Tovus on Miskavin because she'd rather get married than make sure. To make sure that she can get paid the ksuba. She'd rather be married. Another application of Tavla Meitav, and we'll stop here. Have a good day.